mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We hear about the New Freedom Initiative that I've been talking so much about, where every child from first grade to the 12th grade will be forcibly psychologically tested twice a year. Well, I've read the federal rules on it. With Head Start for your preschoolers, it's three visits a year. And we just had a father call in from Kansas City, Tim, who tried to put his child in Head Start, thinking, oh, I want to give him a Head Start, some preschool. And he got elected to be the head of the Parent Oversight Board, which, again, is just a rubber stamp. And he found out, oh, it's federal mandates. They're going to take blood. They're going to do dentistry on my child. They've got psychological tests. And they send out three times a year a little old lady, a helper, a CPS worker who you can trust to spy on you and look for dirt. And they've got, Bill Clinton signed into law before he left office, they have to double the number of children they, quote, intervene on, help, that is put on drugs, put on welfare, or take from the families each year if they're going to get their federal funding. So it's a program that's meant to grow and grow and grow. People have trouble believing that. Well, now here's Bush, continuing the Clinton program on steroids, expanding it with the New Freedom Initiative, and the plan says, oh, well, we want to forcibly make adults have this. Well, how are they going to do that? Well, we've got to defend the infrastructure of the homeland. We can't have mental ill people working in food service or in agriculture or in transportation or in education or in law enforcement. They list hundreds of different industries, basically everything. And so adults are going to have this at least once a year, and your elementary and high school students twice a year, and your little toddlers, your little ones, your little tykes, three times a year. And so now you don't have to hear from Alex Jones off a link on my webpage to Head Start's own documents. Now you can link to the Associated Press and to the Chicago Tribune and to the British Medical Journal and the American Medical Journal and all of it and read about how they're going to do this. You're all going to be prisoners. And why? You didn't comply? If they pull over someone with a dress hanging out of their trunk, someone beating on it, that's probable cause. But they still cannot make the would-be serial killer answer questions under the Fifth Amendment. But you, just going to work, or going to public school, or going to Head Start, oh, you want to help, you're well-meaning. And, you know, the young teacher there who's running the class is well-meaning. These are just procedures we carry out. We just do this. We just get your child into the welfare system, the criminal justice system, the psychiatric system, or just flat out take them from you. 1.5 million children out of their homes on average each year. My friends, there's only 15 million children in this country at any one time, what, below the age of 12. So start giving you an idea of just how dangerous this is. But see, the nightly news only tells you how great this Soviet system is, how wonderful it is. And under New Freedom, we're not just going to psychologically test you. 15% of you are already on psychotropic drugs or antipsychotics or amphetamine class drugs. Now we're going to put you on antipsychotics and order you onto drugs because the computer program you were ordered to answer questions to says you're at danger of having some mental illness. And they're saying the number will easily be 30%, and now your son or daughter goes to school, and why they have the psychological test, why don't you put them on drugs? We'll have to arrest you if you don't. So isn't that just precious, my friends? I don't want to spend all day on that when we get back. Crude oil prices surge past $55 per barrel. Also, wait a minute, aren't we on the same side? U.S. News and World Report, we're hearing that John Ashcroft is going to be leaving. Organ trafficking in Baghdad, U.S., $30,000 for a kidney. FBI chief warns a possible terror attack before U.S. elections. Also, court terror fears can't curb liberty. Some good news, some bad news. Scientists find a way to make us slaves. London Times headline, not my headline. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I'm looking at a U.S. News and World Report article saying that if Bush wins re-election, different officials inside the White House are saying that John Ashcroft, a lightning rod for criticism, will probably not be sticking with the team. Also, a macabre piece of news out of the Asia News wire. This says, organ trafficking in Baghdad. You get $30,000 U.S. for a kidney, and it says that need a kidney? Come to Iraq if you can afford the $30,000 price tag. Many Algerians are doing just that thanks to a local criminal ring that is bringing patients from North Africa country to Iraq through Jordan for a kidney transplant. This according to Algerian daily La Nouvelle Republica. The paper quotes a member of the Algerian-based Associated Press Kidney Patient Support Association, who says that it is possible to buy a kidney for an adult or a child for $30,000 to $40,000 U.S. And it says that, Iraq was never really a big center for people selling their organs, but things are so desperate there now that people are. Imagine somebody bringing their child in to have their kidney taken so you can get that $30,000 to $40,000 and, well, in a country where you make a couple hundred dollars a month, if you're lucky. FBI chief warns of possible terror attack before the U.S. election, and it says there is still a possibility that terrorists are plotting to attack the United States before the November 2nd elections, just in case you forgot. Robert Mueller's out scaremongering. Director of the FBI said he warned on Friday, but he quickly admitted that so far there was no specific intelligence regarding the timing, location, and method of such possible attacks. Mueller was responding to questions during a background briefing of foreign journalists about the agency and the FBI's headquarters in D.C. U.S. authorities have alerted the American public of several occasions this year that intelligence showed terrorists might be plotting to attack the United States before the November election. I've seen at least seven different times that Ridge or Ashcroft or Mueller have come out and said it's going to happen, it might happen, it'll be luck if it doesn't happen. They've told the U.S. attorneys that. And again, 3 months ago, they told U.S. News and World Report there will be terror attacks either at the Capitol or coast to coast or both, but that one of those things will happen. Then, of course, I've been talking a lot about Senator Dayton evacuating from the Capitol. But bottom line, we have a White House that's been caught issuing fake terror alerts. It's like Bill Clinton would bomb some aspirin factory when he was caught with his pants down as a political diversion. Well, the White House, this White House, has been caught red-handed issuing the fake alerts, and that's been in the mainstream news, but again, the back of the paper. And this is the very definition of terrorism. It is to threaten violence or engage in violence to scare a population into accepting your political aims, your political demands. So they say, go along with Homeland Security, go along with Patriot 2, and the new super national ID card, or the terrorists are going to get you. And then if there is a terror attack, see, you didn't capitulate to us. You didn't give up all your freedoms, so you caused this to happen. Oh, it's amazing. So bottom line, this is terrorism. Whether it's psychological or whether it physically happens, God forbid, it's having basically the same effect. Very, very serious. Continuing, though, with some good news. This is out of the Associated Press in Atlanta. Fear of a terror attack is not sufficient reason for authorities to search people at a protest. A federal appeals court has ruled, saying September 11th cannot be the day liberty perished. That was the court's quote. September 11th cannot be the day liberty perished. A three-judge panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously Friday that protesters may not be required to pass through metal detectors when they gather next month for a rally against a U.S. training academy for Latin American soldiers. That's the school of the Americas where they trained Saddam and others out of torture. And then we have to, of course, stop the monsters they've created. Authorities began using the metal detectors at the annual School of Americas protest after the 2001 attacks, but the court found the practice to be unconstitutional. We cannot simply suspend or restrict civil liberties until the war on terror is over, because the war on terror is unlikely to ever be truly over, Judge Gerald Frogeflat wrote in the panel's ruling. And he says, September 11th, 2001, already a day of immeasurable tragedy, cannot be the day that liberty perished in this country. City officials in Columbus, Georgia, continued the searches are needed because of the elevated risk of terrorism, but the court threw out the argument saying it would eviscerate the Fourth Amendment. And understand, folks, to get into the city that borders the base, not to get in the base, but to get into the city, we've interviewed folks that have been there, seen photos of them. They set up metal detectors to get into the town. And, of course, they've had checkpoints all over the country, from Kansas to New York, from Texas to California, and they just search your car on the highway and say, well, it's because of heightened terror alert, and judges say yes. Because of the heightened terror alert, we can do this, but the border's wide open. Again, that's like having a castle, and there's enemies at the gates. The barbarian hordes, the Visigoth chieftains, want to sack your town in northern Italy. Here's the analogy. And so you pull the guards off the parapets, you pull the guards off of the marionettes, you pull them off of the drawbridges, and you order them, lower the drawbridge completely, and then you take your guards and you have them go watch the women and children inside the central city and aim your spear tips at their necks. And by the way, put a black mask on so your citizens can't see you. Meanwhile, the drawbridge is down. They're pouring across from every corner of the globe. And they're telling us, the citizens, we've got to have a national ID card to have a job. And we're going to psychologically test every American. But the illegal aliens don't even get a tuberculosis test that cost about $15. It's a swab of the back of their throat. Whereas the millions that came to this country legally across Ellis Island had tests done on them. But we don't even do that. I mean, it's all a fraud. They'll love it if some copycat Muslim who isn't al-Qaeda blows something up. They won't have to do it. The globalists won't have to do it. And they won't even point out that these guys came across our border. It'll just be, we're taking more of your rights. Very, very serious. So, Columbus Mayor Bob Poy Sheriff said the city will be able to abide by the order, but called it unreasonable. And he says, I can't go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals without being scanned and having my briefcase searched. They have every right to do that to make sure that they're protected. You're our lords, yes. And I have every right to make sure my police are protected and the citizens of the other protesters are protected. And so the mayor, again, anyone coming into the town has to go through a metal detector. It's a small town. So you see how this argument works. Well, we put up a little machine gun nest. They actually have these in some cities. And cameras and searches at all the courthouses and federal buildings and different government buildings. What are you here for, the security guard asks you. When you even go to some little government office, some state office, I'll go to file some paperwork or something, and it's, what are you here for? Oh, I'm here to file some papers. Supposed to go to the fifth floor. Let me see. Let me call to make sure you're authorized. And you're just sitting there going, it's some security guard with a gun bugging their eyes out at you. And then a couple federal protective detail guys walk out and start looking at you. It's amazing. But the border's wide open. And so, see, now it's, oh, we've got to have this on the street corners. Oh, we've got to have this to get in the mall. Governor Ridge, what, about 6 months ago? And we actually played that NBC News clip here. Well, we need these in the malls now. Yes, big metal detectors, but these are new high-tech ones that pick up large metal objects, and then we don't automatically screen you, but the camera then flags you, and we might have to search you coming into the mall, and, well, going into parking garages, we may have to do this, and see, it's a whole new industry. We'll have to double the security guards, so all these companies love it, and they have to be Pinkerton and others who've been serving the New World Order forever, and it's like cops, when they pull you over for the last 10 years, say, roll down your window, please. Give me your license registration. Mind if I search the car? Well, no, officer. I don't want you to search it. Well, what do you have to hide? Most people go, well, nothing, but, I mean, well, then let me do it. Well, I say, well, I plan to have my children grow up in a free country, and I have a Fourth Amendment, officer, and, you know, what'd you pull me over for? Do you suspect me of something? Well, do you have any guns or drugs in there? Well, it is Texas. If I wanted to have a rifle or shotgun, I could, but no, I don't. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. You know, well, go ahead and call your drug dog because I'm not going to let you. This is amazing. Well, see, what do you have to hide? Well, now from Louisiana to Arizona to Texas to Vermont, and these articles every week to Dallas, Texas, usually during the middle of the day. Ma'am, how you doing? I'm doing a knock and talk, just getting to know you. Well, that's fine. Thank you, officer. Would you like something? Well, yes, I'd like to, what kind of guns do you have? Well, sure, does your husband have guns? Well, sure, most people, this has been the Dallas Morning News, and they say it's a good thing, go ahead and go, well, yes, well, mind if I come in and inspect them? Well, why? Just making sure they're legal, ma'am. And they let people into their house in Dallas, Texas, where I was born, and they actually, just cops down the street searching houses, oh, this is illegal. I'm going to have to arrest your husband. They go to the work and they arrest him. He had a fully auto. See, it works. What do you have to hide? What do you have to hide? Hey, what do you got to hide in your car? What do you got to hide in your house? You want to come in our town? You got to go through a metal detector. And now the new driver's license is going to have a powerful RFID embedded in it. They're about to make that law, and it can be read from 200 feet away as you drive around. No need for a transponder in the car to tax and trace you on your new toll roads. And see, everything has multi-dueled uses to track you, to tax you, to trace you, to control you. I mean, is that freedom? Psychologically testing all the children, now all the adults, forcibly. And see the argument? All right, we're going to come back, go to more calls. Then, scientists find way to make us slaves. That's the Times of London. Don't want to miss this. New race-specific bioweapons articles as well. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Smack dab in the middle of this Monday, October 18th, 2004 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Again, thanks for joining us. I mean, most of what we talk about is mainstream news, but it's all put in this wonderful light, all the things they're doing, how it's so good for us. And we simply ask you the question, is all this different machinations and tyrannical activities, is this something you think's good? And the resounding, overwhelming answer, not just on my own broadcast, but everybody else's broadcast I do, on shows where the hosts are attacking me. Almost everybody calls in and agrees with me. Why is that? Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jim in Wisconsin, then JR, Bob, Troy, Nolan, and others. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Alex. It's great to be able to talk to you. And, you know, it is hard to find the light to find out what exactly is going on. And there's so much subterfuge, and there's personalities out there that are authors, stuff like that. It's hard to, you know, hard to discern what's right and wrong with different authors, like Noam Chomsky. You know, he was on C-SPAN yesterday, and he was showing how all the U.S. Military was garrisoned around the oil deposits in the Middle East, and how they were going to use that for leverage in the three-tier world. You know, that that's the only way we were going to be able to keep our stand.
Well, that's totally true. The Pentagon and their minions, with their new map, admit that that's the plan. The PNAC documents, written by the Vice President and Jeb Bush, admit this. But the problem with Noam Chomsky is he gives you a false solution, a UN-run world government to stop the evil maniacs in America. Well, the so-called evil maniacs in America are nothing but attack dogs for the UN and its private owners that are using us for their dirty work.
Well, you mean you can glean something, you can glean some truth out of it.
Oh, no, Noam Chomsky tells the truth about manipulations in the media, and, you know, how the globalists operate, but then he says that it's all America's doing, and that it's a group of right-wingers in America. No, it's not. It's a group of globalists controlling Europe and the U.S. and controlling the false left-right debate, so people go hear Noam Chomsky and think, oh, the U.N. will save me.
What about Lyndon LaRouche? Does he have any...
He does the exact same thing.
And what do you think of Ramsey Clark? Do you think he's a patriot, or has he got an agenda?
I think Ramsey Clark is well-meaning. I've met him. I know him. He's been great on some issues like Iraq and like Waco. He is horrible on the Second Amendment, and I really think he believes his own worldview. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I think what Ramsey Clark did, you know, for civil rights and things is good. I mean, I don't think black people should be slaves. I agree with things like that, but I don't agree with some of the other things that Mr. Clark does. Let's go ahead and take another call here. JR in Texas. JR, how is Sue Ellen?
Sue Ellen?
It's a joke. You
know. Oh. I had a couple of points to mention about 9/11 and Ground Zero.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you were aware of this information or not, Alex, but first of all, I don't know if you've seen the final plans that they have for Ground Zero for the new Freedom Tower.
Yeah, they've already finished the new Building 7. That's out today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just there as they were finishing it a month ago. And, again, it's so far away from the towers and the rest of the complex. Little bitty buildings owned by other people weren't damaged or were lightly damaged. But this one that he owns, all the buildings he owns, magically implode perfectly.
Yeah.
And then he gets out on the news and says they blew it up and people ignore it.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the image of on 9/11 of the North Tower collapse just after... You know, the tower collapsed.
Yes.
There was about a 60, 70-story tall, spiky piece of large debris from the outer wall that was on the northwest corner of Ground Zero standing up just for several seconds. And it basically looks just like Freedom Tower, like the new Freedom Tower they have proposed.
Well, that's what buildings look like when they fall apart, is spikes and spires. But yeah, the new Freedom Tower is a big spike. It's 1,700.
It's in the same part of the bathtub of Ground Zero, facing in the same northwesterly direction. And,
well, I'll be honest with you. I think you're reading stuff into that.
I've got pictures that prove it. I got lots
of
pictures.
I mean, yeah, there's a building that looks like a spike. You know, part of the building, one of the edges... stayed standing, and then you see a building that looks like a triangle too, and you're saying it's some kind of...
And they're both facing in the northwesterly direction, and they have the same silhouette.
Well, you know, JR, let me just tell you something.
Sure.
We have NORAD standing down, that's admitted. We have drills on the morning of 9/11 of simulated hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center Pentagon, so NORAD would stand down thinking it was a drill. We have public officials being called and being told not to fly to New York. We have them flying out at the Al-Qaeda leaders in Afghanistan, flying out the Bin Ladens here. You know, all that, 600 points, by the way, that we can totally prove. I'm not going to focus in on stuff I can't prove. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Trying to spank JR. We'll go back to him in here in just a few minutes. But a lot of people concerning 9/11 focus in on things that can't be proven or, let's just say, are more esoteric. Whereas we have this orgy of evidence of government prior knowledge and involvement totally proven up one side and down the other. And I would challenge folks out there to stay focused on the issues that we can document. But before I go back to JR and Bob and Troy and Nolan and many others and then a bunch of other news, I wanted to briefly plug a couple of things that are really, really important. Number one, Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. I've ordered a year's supply from them for two people. I'm very happy with it. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the United States. Food units need no refrigeration because they are nitrogen-packed, which vastly extends their shelf life to over 10 years. The units are compact and can be customized to fit your individual needs. They got a month supply, 2 month supplies, 6 month supplies, year supplies. Now they got deals with the free shipping right now. They got deals with, you know, 20% off. You need to just call and hear about these different specials for yourself or ask for a catalog. It's just a good insurance policy to have a couple firearms and some ammo, to have some gold, to have water filters, to have some storable foods. I mean, the government stores foods and has water filters and has, you know, stored firearms in case there's a collapse or a nuke goes off or there's another depression. A lot of people starved in the first depression, the last depression. I mean, think what will happen today. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's just a good insurance policy to have. And in 3 or 4 years, if bad stuff doesn't happen, I hope it doesn't happen, by getting the truth out, we may back the globalist off, it may not happen, you can eat your investment, which is delicious. And it's all grown and put together right here in America, except for the banana slices. The dehydrated banana slices, bananas, just don't grow here, folks. They don't grow well here. So give them a call right now, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or go to ReadyReserveFoods.com. Be sure in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special you want, and order there. Or call toll-free, 1-800-453-2202, and ask about the different specials. All right. Going back to your phone calls, let's go ahead and talk to JR. JR.
Hello?
Yes. How long have you been listening to this show?
Oh, I've been listening, to this show for about a couple of years now. And I've been listening, you know, watching your show on TV since about 98 or so.
Okay. I mean, the reason I ask that is, then you've heard me and you've seen my films. I've aired them locally on TV.
Yes.
Go over just hundreds. I mean, I've done radio shows where I don't take a call for 3 hours, and I read news articles and transcripts and government documents 90 miles an hour for 3 hours, and I don't cover half of the government prior knowledge involvement evidence, stuff that's all totally provable that they cannot avoid. Their official story is a fraud. And then you call up and say, part of one of the towers didn't fall, and it looks like a, you know, pointed rectangle, just like the new Freedom Tower does. I mean, what's the point? I'm trying to understand here.
Oh, well, the point on that is that basically these globalists are trying to erect a monument to what happened that day. It's basically a monument to the disaster.
And so you're saying they're trying to mimic what the jagged ruins look like.
Exactly.
Now I understand. I thought you said they blew it up so that was still standing, and then they built this other thing later.
Oh, no. One other quick thing I want to...
Let me just say this. That makes a little more sense, but I still don't agree with you.
Okay. This other thing I wanted to say, Alex, was regarding the official explanation of why the towers collapsed.
Admit they blew up Building 7. I mean, it's like Ted Bundy saying, I committed the murders, and we just go, okay, Mr. Bundy, we'll now give you an award, or yes, Mr. Manson. I mean, it's incredible. We have the owner of the World Trade Center complex saying on national TV, I got to play those clips again, that they blew up Building 7. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Alex. Now, on the computer graphics video that shows how the supposed floor slab fell down and they caused the outer walls to collapse on the Twin Towers themselves.
That's impossible because of the massive steel supports in the central area.
Exactly. Now, the floor trusses...
It just so happens I have a major document from several top architects on this, including the owners in front of me, but let's just ignore them.
Now, on the video, on the computer graphic, it shows that the floor trusses were these long slabs that were connected straight across.
Yeah, they claim it was a lattice structure, which is not true.
Exactly. And the reality is that it was a crisscross grid-type pattern with 4 inches of concrete poured on top.
And there were, 16 giant pillars in the central area?
About 47 internal support columns.
But the big, supermassive ones, let me dig it out here. Go ahead and keep talking.
Oh, yeah, and I was just shocked that they would put something out like that.
Well, that's right. We have publicly for major universities, because this thing was studied by architecture students, we have the admitted floor plan, and then on Nova and on Discovery Channel and all these shows, the towers fell, they don't show you the real floor plan and lie to you.
Exactly.
Wow, how incredible.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. Look, my point to you is this. Your time will be better spent, in my opinion, humble opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Everybody's got an opinion. You'd be better spent focusing on public officials being warned not to fly the night before, NORAD standing down, the 9/11 drills that morning, of the CIA drilling to do exactly what magically just happened that day at the exact same time. It's impossible. If you want to talk about weird symbolism, the New York lottery on the 9/11 one-year anniversary came up 9/11. The Chicago Mercantile came up 9/11.000. Impossible. One out of, what, 14 billion something, they said. All these TV movies and films and newspaper ads where the government blows it up beforehand. Yeah, that was all out beforehand. Blows it up for martial law in movies and TV shows and in news articles. I was on air saying they were going to blow it up and blame it on their business partner, Bin Laden, 2 months before 9/11. Again, those are like 5 points out of 600. And perhaps I should do some shows again with the 600 points. By the way, it's grown from 600 points that we have on PrisonPlanet.com. That was about a year ago we compiled that. But, oh, and everything I said 2-3 years ago about 9/11 just gets proven more and more true. It's not like in hindsight I've ever been wrong. I wish I was wrong. I have nightmares about this, okay? I wish this wasn't real. I wish reality wasn't this way. But this is really what's going on. I woke up 3 times last night, folks, and I sleep like the dead. I've always slept very hard, and I've been waking up lately. I just have a great feeling of apprehension. I can just see all the indicators. It just, in the years to come, it's going to get worse and worse, and I'm so angry at the globalists, but that's outweighed by my love of my family and my country and just basic humanity. So I don't do what I do because I hate the globalists. That's minor in comparison to my love of those that I love. I'm so angry. I mean, the average person is good and decent. I mean, they have evil in their lives and we all sin, but we're nothing compared to the globalists. And I look at all the innocence and just all the sweetness in the world and all the beauty in the world. Then we got a bunch of demonic scum running things. I'm sick of it. You know what? Hold off. I'm going to hold off on calls for a second. We'll go to Bob and Troy and Nolan here in a second. I got to get to this news this hour. Let me cover about 5-10 minutes of news. We'll get to all the callers. I'm going to go quickly to the calls. I've been doing that in the first hour, but not so much in the second. So have your questions or comments ready. Scientists find way to make us slaves. This is out of the Times of London. And again, I like to take what I see internationally and what's being admitted, and give you the microcosm local view. I happen to be friends with someone at the highest levels of the UT Psychology Department, so I have been allowed into it. That's all I'm going to say. I haven't been into classified areas. Just what I could see that wasn't classified, and about half the building's classified. It's admitted. DARPA documents everywhere, mind control, retina scanners, how to control you, how to manipulate you, and it's all given to the big corporations. And then across the streets, the biology department, same thing's going on there. But Eisenhower in 1960 talked about how 80-plus percent of university funding was coming out of black projects or dark projects, secret black bag ops. And he said that this was the undue influence, that they were taking over education, taking over the brain trust. Well, now it's much worse. Scientists find ways to make us slaves. Aldous Huxley may have got it right. In Brave New World, his classic futuristic novel, the author envisioned a society divided into caste from alpha at the top and epsilon at the bottom. The epsilons were content to plod on with tedious tasks, their brains numbered and numbed by drugs. Until now, this has been the stuff of science fiction. However, experiments conducted on rhesus monkeys, this is going on at UT, by the way, have shown for the first time that animal behavior can be permanently altered. They have the new vaccine, by the way. Turning the subjects from aggressive to compliant creatures. The scientists did so by blocking the effects of a gene in the brain called D2, which cut off the link between the monkey's motivation and perceived reward. Humans have an identical gene. The project was led by Barry Richmond, a government neurobiologist at America's National Institute of Mental Health, who has detailed the findings in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience this month. The work shows how the monkeys could be made to work enthusiastically for long periods without the need for a treat. The experiments involved getting monkeys to operate levers in response to color changes on screens in front of them. Normally, they work hardest and fastest with the fewest mistakes if they think a reward for the work is imminent. However, Richmond's team found that they could make the monkeys work their hardest and fastest after the time without any complaint or sign of slacking just by manipulating D2 so that they forget about the expectation of reward. Most people are motivated to work hard and well only by the expectation of reward, whether it is for pay or to be chic or a word or phrase, said Richmond. In these experiments, we found that we could remove that link and create a situation where repetitive hard work would continue without any reward. And by the way, they have these same drugs that do this, they claim, for a short time, but some evidence shows permanently, that they're giving special forces troops to stay up for 3 days and do all of this. New super drugs, as Mr. Marshall talked about it, looks like Dr. Evil, the 89-year-old futurist at the Pentagon, looks young and spry. He's enjoying some of the new goodies they've got that we'll never get, by the way, the life extension systems. But again, I'll continue. The original purpose of the research was to find ways of treating mental illness. We make decisions all the time based on how vulnerable we think a reward is and how much time we think it is going to take to get it. See, we'll all have to have this because we're all mentally ill. In depression, people think no reward is worthwhile and all work is too burdensome. In oppressive compulsive disorder, people work and are never satisfied by what they have done. If we can find the disturbance in the brain, oh, it's a disturbance. Some of us are workaholics. No, it's not. Some of us are what it's all meant to be an American, you lazy creatures. It says if we can find the disturbance in the brain and how it's related to emotions and reward, we might be able to relieve these symptoms. See, it's a wonderful thing. However, he and other scientists acknowledge that methods of manipulating human physical and psychological traits are just around the corner, and the technology will emerge first as a lucrative add-on available from the IVF clinic. So you'll have to pay for this, and then everyone will want it, of course, and they'll force your children to have it. Although, he added, quote, genetically manipulating people to become slaves is not in their interest, but other changes might be. We have to make choices about what makes a good life for an individual. Years ago, Wired magazine had, you know, the big rich owners of major industries bragging about this. They have old conferences about it. And they have new virus injections of a live virus, and they're going to make this the law in England. The vote is pending right now that every child will be given a shot of live mutated super virus, is the quote from the British Medical Journal. And the live super virus goes in and attacks the neurons at the electrochemical uptake point and creates a plaque that blocks the uptake of opiates, nicotine, cocaine, a bunch of other drugs. And, of course, you can't be happy. The reason those things make you happy is they mimic naturally occurring chemicals in the brain. But they don't care. It's openly Twilight Zone, pull your hair out, run around screaming. That would be the normal response. That would be the normal response to all of this. I mean, this is insane. They're openly about to make it a law to make your children take this that sends a virus in that attacks your brain and literally burns out the receptors for happiness. And they're about to pass it. I mean, I feel like Woody Woodpecker going, hoo, 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 hoo. You know, when he goes crazy and jumps around the room. I mean, folks, this is all nuts. This is all out of control. And I could spend, you know what happens? I read these articles too fast. I kind of babble through them and but I just want to hurry and get to all the news and take all your calls. It's very frustrating. I've gone through about 20 articles. I've got literally about 80 more that I printed off this weekend I wanted to talk about. I mean, each one, all the facets, all the connections, all the things that are going on. I mean, this is incredible. I'm very angry about this. I'm very upset about what's happening. And it just continues. Maybe later if I have time I'll get more into this, but it's on InfoWars.net, only place I saw that we posted this on our websites. So that's why it's always good to visit the four websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. Those are the big websites. that get updated multiple times a day, 7 days a week most days, and most weeks. And I hope you'll go to Infowars.net so you can read this Times of London article. Sunday Times of London. Bob, you were up next, but you just hung up. So when we get back, we'll go to Troy and Nolan and Kevin and everybody else that is patiently holding. And if you can get back in, Bob, we'll go to you next at 1-800-259-9231. And then I'll continue into the next hour with calls. And then I'll get into controversy erupts as voting begins in Florida. DNC carry ballot collection called unlawful. Also, Time Magazine is saying it's not true that there's a threat to the Capitol, basically. Why didn't the other 99 senators close up shop and evacuate? And Bush's brother rules out Biv for the presidency in 08. Why not make it a hereditary dynasty? And we'll also talk about that mutiny in Iraq, one of many, but this one finally broke into the mainstream news. We'll get into that for you as well. And just so much more. New developments with the Indy Media servers being seized by the EU. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I just want to calmly say this.
And the flames went higher.
The British government, and the U.S. government's also developed it, is openly discussing the bills are introduced, the legislation is pending, to forcibly inoculate all the children in England against heroin, cocaine, and nicotine to start off. And they admit it is a virus that goes in and deposits plaques in the brain. I mean, the government is, let me say it again, I just can't get over this, openly saying they're going to change our brain chemistry with a live virus and that it's so good for us. I mean, that's a late-night science fiction horror movie. And everything I cover is like that, but it's admitted. And now they can engineer these live viruses into eggplants, corn, things we eat. They go, well, the Africans don't trust our vaccines anymore, so we're engineering them into the foods that we ship. Then the Africans will starve to death and refuse the food coming off the ships. They're a lot smarter than we are. No education, no nothing, most of them over there. Dying, but they won't take that food because they've already read the documents. It's already been in their news how the globalists are killing them. I mean, this is true, folks. This is happening. Oh, my goodness. This is so amazing. I mean, how did it get this far? And they're going to do it to you, cops. They're going to inject your children with this, too, and I guess you'll just go, well, I work for the state, and I've got to trust the state. Not that Alex. I'm not going to go read where they admit it does this to their brains. I'm just going to believe the government. It's like here in Austin, Texas. There's no law that you have to take the vaccines, but all the newscasts and newspapers said it was the law, and you better go do it, and they had 16,000 people line up at a sports stadium over a week before school started, getting their shots. Well, they were going to refuse, but the news said they'd be arrested because they'd be truant and they'd be arrested because they wouldn't let them in school. I mean, it's just not true. It's like the local newscast saying you've got to take the vaccines. And by the way, that thing you heard about mercury not being good for you, why, that's propaganda. It's actually nutritious. New studies show mercury's good for you. I mean, do I have to explain how crazy that is? It's just getting so, it's just amazing. All right, I promise when we start the next hour, I'm going to just race through calls till Troy and Nolan and Kevin and Robert and Howard, so all your calls are done with, and then I'll move on to some more news and back into calls. So have your questions, your comments ready. Here in the last minute and a half of this hour, I just want to briefly encourage all of you to stand up and be leaders, to get your own websites, your own weekend radio shows, your own access shows, to start your own organizations. Pick an issue you're going to fight for, the Second Amendment, land rights, pro-life, whatever it is. Support that local church that has that pastor that's telling the truth. Support that local station that carries my broadcast. Tell their sponsors thank you. Get my videos. The 11 films I've made, you're authorized to make copies of them. I'm not in this for money, folks. I'm in this to warn the people. That's my pay. That's my thrill. Please get my new film, American Dictators, 1995, on DVD and VHS. The DVD's 115 minutes long. Each additional copy is $5.95, as many additional copies as you want. So get four or five copies. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and take advantage of this special. Or call toll-free to get any of my 11 films or any of the other great videos I carry by other authors. We've got other specials we're running. Be sure and ask about those specials when you call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Your support is needed. We can hire more people, get a bigger office space, get more work done if you support us. 1-888-253-3139, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And never forget, you can watch all my films and read my book and Paul Watson's book, the weekly reports, all of it, 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with the third hour, your calls, a ton of news. Hello.